Oh my goodness gracious, spacious bodacious. You listen to me talk about the history of tattoos in the NBA. To elaborate further, a woman who is no stranger to a tattoo, former tattoo technician to the vice president, a visionary, a hero, a beacon of hope in several industries, some of which involve entertainment. A producer at Bleacher Report, the producer at Bleacher Report. I don't care what Ted Turner says. She might have been heavily involved in a little project called Sneak This. You can watch it on YouTube right now at BR Kicks, et cetera, et cetera. Please clap your hands, stop your car on the highway. Give it up for Rachel Roderman, everybody.
Most people don't know that Kamala Harris has a tattoo that I did. So I'm glad that people can finally have that fact.
Nice. A Tweety Bird right under her eyelids.
Yeah, we had it's always painted out, so you can't tell.
Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I have to say, in preparation for this tattoo conversation, which literally started with an email that had the word tattoos in it, my algorithm on every single platform is now serving me thousands of tattoo posts. So thank you.
Really?
Oh yeah, it knows. Yo. They're reading. They're reading in there.
Why? I would love my shit to be tattoos. I just get like people dipping seafood in things.
What? No, yeah. I think you just have to search the word tattoo one time and the next like 6 weeks, all you're going to get is tattoo content.
Well, let me tell you, I never searched fried salmon. Now, every day I open my Instagram, a guy is deep frying salmon and dipping it in some sort of remoulade sauce.
That's a very specific type of content. I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes R&B is playing in the background.
Sexy seafood. All right.
I'm not kidding. We're going to keep talking, and if I see it on my Discover page, I'm showing you. And I know that the people listening can't see that, but just write in. If you know what I'm talking about, send a tweet about it. You don't even have to tag nobody. Just show you understand.
That's special. That's maybe the best use of the internet. Who knows? Now I'm going to get that too. My phone is right here. It's hearing me talk about seafood and dipping sauce. So now that's what I'm going to get.
It's always seafood. It's always dipping sauce. There's always a beat playing. Sometimes it's R&B. Sometimes it's not. I swear to God.
That's funny.
I don't have any tattoos. Do you have any tattoos? I feel like that's important before we get deeper into what's about to happen.
I have no tattoos, but I am of the belief that if I got one tattoo, I would never be able to stop. That I think, like, as soon as I got one, I'm like, well, I've already dented the car. Like, let's just go wild.
Yeah. The same thing happened with every car I've owned and the amount of jerseys I have in my closet. I bought one jersey. Now I need them all.
And you just go. Yeah.
I got to get every team.
It's a habit that I am worried that I would like a lot. So I have stopped. I usually end up getting an ear piercing when I think I should get a tattoo.
Okay. So oh, have you done the whole?
I have 7 ear piercings.
In one ear?
No, okay, no, three on each and then 4 on one of them.
Just an extra one.
Just an extra one on the top.
To show which hand you are? Is it on your dominant hand?
It's on my non-phone side. When we used to hold phones up to our heads, I guess I'd always hold my phone on the right. So I got my earring, my like upper ear earring on the left. So I wouldn't have to like crush a phone to it.
Damn, I forgot about phones.
About phones on your head. We used to have to hold it.
Oh my God. Yo, you're crazy. Yo, I recently fixed I had an iPhone 4 that I loved. It's my baby.
Vintage.
I have a bunch of music trapped on this iPhone 4.
And no cord?
I got a cord, but the cord doesn't work in anything else. I don't know how to extract the music from the phone, but I put the speaker up to my ear and couldn't hear anything.
What?
Yeah, just to see. Like I played a song and, you know, like the headphones wasn't in and it was like Keith Sweat was whispering to me. I couldn't believe that was the standard.
That was the standard. Yeah. Standard. We were working.
Do that.
Don't look at the photos on that phone too. That's some pixelated nostalgia back there.
5 megapixels used to mean something.
Right? Oh, we used to have memory cards that. I feel like a 1 gigabyte memory card was like the size of a computer. I was like, well, I can only take 13 pictures at this party. So I hope everyone's ready to pose.
Were you giving people a countdown on how many pics you had available at the party?
Oh, I was deleting the bad ones as it goes. You had to. The life we lived.
Man, goddamn. I feel, you know what? Tie in, segue. I think tattoos are the only thing left from the past.
That's so interesting that you go to the past, because I was thinking, and it's probably, again, my algorithm. I was like, maybe tattoos are the original NFT. That's like the thing that you own. You're like, you're the only one that has the original one. They're an artifact and a future artifact at the same time.
I thought the puzzle in the back of Highlights magazine, I thought those was NFTs.
Yeah, sure.
Goofus and Gallant, those are two separate NFTs.
Yeah, I think we have to define NFT now, but it's very possible. Yeah. What is not an NFT these days? Maybe everything.
That's true. This beanie I'm wearing is an NFT. Mm-hmm. This podcast is an NFT.
The podcast for sure.
Oh, yeah. No.
The value we're creating.
Two N's, three F's, four T's.
Yeah, three T's because tattoo.
I know you don't have any tattoos. I don't have any tattoos. We worked together on a show about sneakers. We probably should have talked about sneakers instead, but who cares? Let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a tattoo party? When I think about Rachel Roderman, I think at every party might be at Kanye's house right now.
A tattoo party, like everyone gets a tattoo at the party.
Yeah. That's like a thing.
I don't think I have. I feel like just by my sheer distance to Brooklyn, I've been to like those self-poke tattoo parties, like where.
Oh, yeah.
They're like the small ones that people are just like dipping ink, like needles and ink, and they're giving themselves those tiny tattoos. I know that happens a lot. I don't think I've ever been to one, but I know people that have done them. But I don't have a ton of exposure to my like friend group doesn't have a ton of tattoos. But then also I know people that are like fully sleeved. It's like one or the other. I don't know, like the casual person that just has one or two.
Yeah, that's all gone. Yeah, you got to get your knees tatted if you want to be cool. That's probably be my first. Honestly, yo, I just figured it out. My first tattoo, a spider web on my knee.
That's a cool idea. I always wanted one on my foot. And I talked to a tattoo artist that said that your feet and your hands, the skin on your feet and your hands regenerate so fast that it's not really great to get tattoos there because it just goes away. And I was like, that's kind of sounds ideal to me.
That's true. Because that's my issue with tattoos in general. It's like, hey, I got a tattoo for you. It's called a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Let's switch up. Well, it doesn't have to be forever. Yeah. I just never figured out, like, what could I put on my body permanently?
Yeah, forever. I don't know that I've ever done anything that I haven't regretted at some. I've been like, oh, you know what? I should have said something differently. I should have done something differently. Let's maybe go back and change it all. Tattoos are very permanent. I don't love that.
I'm going to get a tattoo. I just figured it out. Okay. Okay. After the spider web, I'm getting a tattoo of Russ. Remember when Russ wore the 70s looking, the yellow top with the scarf, with the ascot? I'm going to get that tatted. And then I'm going to get Don Knotts wearing the same outfit. Because that was basically, he jocked Don Knotts from Three's Company.
So you'd go, I feel like there's like all these different categories of tattoos. There's people that get like full realistic portraits.
Yeah.
Where it looks like a photograph has been laid onto them. Then there's the people that get like big words or like Chinese characters or like going for, you can read their body. And then there's like the total abstract world.
Yeah. Just like.
So you go full art.
Yeah. It's like a puzzle.
Realistic portrait.
Oh my body. You have to do some research. You have to Google image, reverse search what's on me just to even begin to understand, like, or words would be tight. Like, what if I put like the script from Friday on my back in old English?
In old English? I think that would be very cool. You'd have to stand around while someone read the entire thing every time they wanted to see your tattoo.
That's not an issue. I throw a pool party every day.
You have the time?
Yeah, I got nothing but time. I have nowhere to be. So there's certain styles of tattoos. There's certain people who get tattoos. Hoopers are high on the list. I think in my life, the first people with tattoos was the guys who was good on the basketball team. It wasn't the guy who rode the bench. It was the dude who clearly felt he had a shot at a scholarship or even making the league. that is the only person who could convince their mom to let them get a tattoo.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, basketball players in general make sense to me, because if you're wearing a tank top every day, as that's your outfit, you got to do something with those arms. You know, like you got to.
That's true. And it's not like football where you could wear sleeves. You can't throw an underarm or armor on it. That's
everybody. No, you don't want to be the loser. Yeah, you don't want to be the loser wearing like the long tights and the long sleeves under your tank top and shorts. Might as well just make your own.
God, that would be me.
You do what you got to do.
I mean, come on.
But yeah, that makes sense to me. They most of them have great arms. Why wouldn't they get?
You want to showcase the arms. You want to let everybody know you love basketball, or your mom, or the Lord.
Or one thing you saw one time.
Or one thing you saw one time. But usually if it's a hooper, it's like, here's me on my arm, a basketball being held up by a cross. There is a shining light behind both of them, and there is a dove going across the basketball. And then underneath it says, jump shots are my savior.
I think maybe we should stop this and you go get that right now.
I mean, dog, I got three in the bank that I'm definitely getting as soon as I got a dude. It's a dude doing tats right outside on the street at the bus station.
That sounds like the most legit place to get it. So I support it fully.
So either you are a hooper for Christ, opposite, you are a hooper from hell. There's a lot of people with tattoos that are like, it's demonic. There's the
That's grip. Probably like the Rodman argument is like, he's doing this because he's bad.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy. But then sometimes it don't even be bad boys. Like Jordan Farmar has a tattoo of the Grim Reaper holding a basketball. Jordan Farmar looks like the sweetest. He looks like he dated every character in Living Single at some point. Just a sweetie.
Hey, the Grim Reaper's allowed to ball too.
That's true.
Basketball don't stop.
Basketball doesn't stop even in the afterlife. Even at the River Styx. Who wins? Okay. All the money on the line. Okay. Live on Triller, pay-per-view. Jesus versus the Grim Reaper, one-on-one. Who you got? Rachel Roderman.
I mean, assuming that the Grim Reaper has to wear, you know, his long cloak that thing.
They're both in cloaks.
They're both in cloaks? Okay.
Because Jesus, like, the white length, the long linen, too.
I would have to say Jesus, just because it seems like he maybe has, like, a more positive mindset, and that takes you really far in sports.
That's true. He's not, like, the Grim Reaper could go up 4 points in a game to 11, and Jesus is just going to be like, you know what? I just got to get a couple stops, couple rebounds.
Yeah, this is about me. This is about getting in the right mindset. I'm going to go do it. That's a celebrity death match. We'll do that on an episode of The Portal. That's like what we do, right?
That's pretty good. I like that. I'm claiming a tie.
Tie is probably more realistic and a safer bet.
Yeah, game ends in a tie when Jesus convinces the Grim Reaper to chill out.
There you go.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Speaking of important figures in history, Allen Iverson comes up a lot in this podcast. I'd first like to apologize to the listeners for my Allen Iverson impression. It's good for a couple lines, and then I start to sound like Lil Wayne. Then I start to sound like a guy from a Lil Wayne skit on the Carter One. It just really starts to devolve as the impression goes on. But I wanted to be
the beginning did have me, and I was wondering what this clip was being pulled from.
Exactly.
And then I figured out it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not great at... Actually, I take that back. I'm really good at impressions, but not for a long time. I can do like 2 sentences of anybody. But like once I got to keep doing it, the shit falls apart. I just wanted to be the first person to attempt an Allen Iverson impression. I don't think I've seen it done. Everybody's got a Shaq. But who's got an AI?
True. I mean, that's a perfect embodiment of him. He's impossible to replicate, right?
He is impossible to replicate. He also, it kind of sounds like he might start crying sometimes. That's the key to the impression.
He's got like a lot of, he's got a lot of vocal fry in there.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, a lot of long nights in the gym, just life, just living.
I'm always happy to talk about AI.
I can't think of a more important man. Is Allen Iverson is the most important person in NBA culture. Like, maybe not necessarily the game, because he didn't bring like the Euro step or, you know, he's not like a ref who makes bad calls, but like the culture, what we see, how the players look, that's Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Yeah. We interviewed him in October, beginning of October, and had that exact conversation, which was great. And I mean, he acknowledges that. He's like, if I existed, if everybody that played now did what they did, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, everybody would have probably been arrested and kicked out of the league. It just wasn't the way. Like, he recalled like being on the cover of, I can't remember what magazine, but saying that all of his tattoos got airbrushed off the cover. The
Hoops,
like
Hoops Magazine. You know, like Hoops Magazine.
From Hoops Magazine, exactly.
Christmas, crazy.
You know, so it was like, you can't take, I think what he said, which I really liked, was like, they wanted to take the part of me that they liked, and they didn't want to take the part of me that they didn't like. But he's only one person, so you have to either accept me or you don't accept me. And if you want to make money off of my likeness, you want me to be the face of this league, then you need to accept me for my cornrows and my tracksuits and my tattoos just as much as everything else.
In terms of the corporate world, there is such a thing as being too black in public. Allen Iverson has been accused of this many times, and it was very unfair. I mean, first
off,
I thought the raps was good. I thought his tattoos was classy. They was tasteful. His cornrows was always together. It's not like his joints was looking crazy. He was getting them things done.
Yeah.
Like every week, it felt like.
Absolutely. I mean, he said that he was getting his cornrows done because people were messing up his hair on the road. And it was just easier for him to like look put together if he had his hair and cornrows.
That's fair. I understand that too. Yeah. It's hard to get a good haircut.
He's like, I wasn't trying to offend everybody.
It's just, I just couldn't find a barber.
I just can't find a barber anywhere.
He probably went to Milwaukee and somebody tried to push his hairline back. And he was like, dude, what the hell is this? You got me looking like, oh man, I was about to make a political. Who's that dude? The black dude who ran for president out of Maryland, Michael something. Remember, it was an old dude. He had his hairline back here. Like, it was like comical hairline. You know what I mean? It was like
LeBron hairline.
Yeah, like the Jeffersons, like, but back, like, back. But anyway, yeah. So I you know what? Dang. And to the barbers of America, we're sorry.
Your haircut. Yeah, or step up the game.
Yeah, figure it out, man. Just don't do it wrong. And don't put that fake stuff in my hair. Rachel, I don't think you have this problem. Here's a problem with black dudes getting haircuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm not black.
Thank you for confirming that live on the air.
They can't see.
Huge. Okay, so my hairline, it's not perfect. It's not like it's not like Steve Harvey in the 90s where it's a perfect. It's not like Jalen Rose surgically implanted hairline. And nowadays, these barbers take the liberty of putting like hair dye on your hairline.
I've seen that. I've gotten those TikTok videos too. For some reason, like a lot of barber videos.
And I would like to defend LeBron James here. Barbers will do that stuff without your permission. Mm. Can confirm. Had me looking like Big Poppy. I want to be me.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you think of, okay, so he was saying like, they, you know, they want my hair to look like this. They want me to wear suits instead of sweatsuits that are tracksuits that are worth four times what the suits are that they want me to wear. You know, like he was projecting a different version and using his money in a different way of being like, I am wealthy, I am famous, this is how I want to look, and they weren't comfortable with that, right? So I feel like tattoos, even though people were facing, like, we're going to airbrush this off of you, it feels like tattoos, if it's on your body, no one can really control. I mean, sure, they can try and airbrush it. It's going to end up being more of a thing that you're going to have to talk about and reveal that you're a publisher that airbrushes tattoos off of people or something like that, which is going to cause its own conflicts other places. But like tattoos on your body, you can, no one can control that but you. So it's such like a power move to be like, I control my body. I'm going to put whatever I want on it. And you can't do anything about it.
I'm going to put Sylvester the Cat from the Looney Tunes right on my body. I'm going to put every emoji on my body.
Yeah. I'm going to J.R. Smith. I'm going to put Supreme on my body. And they got so mad. Do you remember that?
Yeah. The J.R. Supreme tattoo is an all timer. I hope Supreme paid him a lot of money to get that done.
Me too. Or maybe he's just like, you know, I love the brand, whatever.
Which would be insane.
There's definitely people that have Nike swooshes.
Yeah, that's true. And Nike
and Jordan, they have Jumpman.
Yeah. And
like, they all have it.
Shout out to Martin Gortat, who has a fat Jordan. He has an overweight. It's Jordan, you know, if he had a couple extra hoagies.
I feel like your skin will naturally do that.
That might have been what happened.
That's about to get extra fat.
And it's like on his calf, I think. So he probably just started doing some extra calf raises and that thing stretched. Mm. I think Mello has a WB tattoo. I had my research guys, Adam Freeland, shout out, WB tattoo, Kenya Martin with the lips.
I thought when I was looking at a whole bunch of people last night that... You'll appreciate this, that I was like, does Katie have a Walgreens tattoo? But
it's the Nationals.
I was like, whoa, my man loves the corner of happy and healthy.
I was like, we don't even got Walgreens in DC like that. It's like Rite Aid, CVS.
Ah, it's so funny.
What brand would I get tattooed on me?
Yeah, if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I'd get the Air Max logo. Speaking of Nike, but like the TN one, you know, the Tuned Air logo, I'd get that. Or I'd get Wawa. I would get the Wawa logo tattooed on me.
Wawa. I feel like, yeah, places like that are the real nostalgia factor. Like there was a sub shop by my house growing up called Tasty Sub. That was like the place that you went whenever you went back home. I would probably get a Tasty Sub tattoo.
Tasty Sub offers you $450,000 to get it tatted on your face.
Face? Zero.
But no, just like a little teardrop, but it just says Tasty Sub instead. When you look close.
A little teardrop that's a sub.
Yeah. What's up? $450,000.
I mean, if I could find a really good foundation that I could cover it up, no question, maybe, but would I be allowed to get it removed once I got it?
All right, that works.
Okay, then yeah, why not?
Also like to print a retraction. I know these are words and it's not in print. Jordan Farmar's tattoo. It looks like it's his him and a little boy. It's not the Grim Reaper. It's just a really lo-fi image on my phone. I downloaded this image in 2007. Apologies to Jordan Farmar.
It's from your iPhone 4.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite things about tattoos. Well, I mean, the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s was like prime Chinese character tattoo.
Oh, for sure.
So I was looking at all the players that had their different Chinese characters, and there's a woman on TikTok that is Chinese that goes over them and tells you what they actually mean and then kind of hypothesizes why she thinks she got them, why they got them during that specific time. And the only person that I could find that had something that was either a typo or was wrong was Steven Jackson, and they like added an extra line, so it's just a design, like it's not a word at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
That which is makes so funny. That works for me.
I forget what it was supposed to be, but she's like, it is not that.
Man, Steven Jackson is a legend and deserves a 6-part series of NBA story times.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's stood up women at the altar. He's coached basketball games in a koofy. He is an NBA story time all timer, and we do love you, Steven Jackson.
Absolutely.
I would also like to thank the white men in NBA history with tattoos for helping change the narrative. It's like, remember when John Wall was asking Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady to speak up about systemic racism? Well, Luke Walton put the team on his back with his little freaky He's got like some basketball nomads on his arm. There's just a lot of guys who got tattoos after Kobe and AI. And I think the league had to let things go. If white guys are going to get tattooed, what are we going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Although I think like the last thing, I mean, like Kevin Love doesn't have any tattoos. Like there's some guys that are just like these pure little angels that are like, I can't do it. Like I think they probably look and they're like, I just love Michael Jordan too much. I could never do this.
I could never do it. And then some guys, you know, there's some, I wonder if he's got a secret one like Reggie Miller.
Hmm.
What if he has a sun tattooed around his belly button like Reggie Miller?
A little back tat?
Yeah.
I did see a video about Kelly Oubre, who I think has some of the best, like, he kind of has like a tattoo shawl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just over the shoulders and down his arms. And he got his chest one. And then he was like, man, that hurt way too much. I can't do it. I can't go down to my stomach. Like, his intention was to go all the way down to his waist. And then he was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Which made me feel better. I couldn't do that either.
Yeah. Why? I mean, it's just like you're volunteering for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Agonizing pain. And then don't try to get it colored in.
I don't love the Birdman, like colorful tattoos, which I feel like is like mostly white people only get their tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Because when you're black, you don't, the color doesn't matter. You can't.
I mean, I think everyone agrees tattoos look much cooler on black skin than white skin. A whole sleeve on a white arm is nutto looking.
It does immediately make you look like you're in a prison gang.
Yeah, it's a
lot to take in. That's fair. That's true. Do you have a favorite tattoo in the current NBA? Do you have a current, as we land this plane?
I looked at so many
that they just kind of started to blend.
There's like all different kinds of. I think like the placement for me is more is what like makes it more of a favorite than, I don't know if I've seen art that I'm like, I would get it.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's revise the question. Favorite tattoo placement, Rachel Roden. Yeah.
I think that like the side of the ribs is a really cool place. Like when they kind of like, I think the joints is really cool. Like elbows, shoulders, knees, your spider web.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
That's what I'm saying.
Favorite one. What's your favorite one in the whole league right now? There's so many and they all kind of, everyone has so many that they all are melding together as one giant body tattoo.
Yeah. Well, honorable mention, my favorite of all time is Nikola Pekovic, formerly of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He has a knight. He has a old school, like Crusades era knight.
That's fancy.
Big as hell. And I think he might have like a bear popping out of his back.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Pekovic was crazy.
Dwight Howard has a very pretty lion, like a Lion King lion.
John Wall has his mom tatted on his neck. That's my favorite.
That's a good one. That's commitment.
Honorable mention to everyone who has Martin Luther King on their body as well. Several of those. And everyone else who has the Joker on their body. Thank you.
Speaking of brands, Kuzma has Ford, has a big Ford logo. I don't know if I'd put Ford on.
He's built Ford tough.
He is built Ford tough. Wow.
I'm a Chevrolet guy, if I'm being really real, but he is built Ford tough.
I think now I'm going to think about what tattoo I'm going to get.
Well, you're getting Tasty Subs. We already have Tasty Stubs. We have you locked in for Tasty Stubs. I too have thought about a foot tattoo because I wanted everybody to think I was freaky. All the freaky girls in Woodbridge, Virginia used to have the foot tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, it was a thing.
Interesting. All the freaky girls in Jersey would have thigh tattoos.
Regions.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. Take up the whole thigh.
That's fair. Yeah, true. I do. When I do think of Jersey, I do think of a girl with a tiger big as hell on her thigh and she's scaring the shit out of me. I've getting yelled at.
Seen her.
I'm like at a bar. Being asked to move very forcefully by a woman with a life-size tiger on her thigh.
Well, I think if I ever find myself at a tattoo party and you're there, this is an agreement that we have to do it.
That's a deal.
You can pick mine and I'll pick yours.
That sounds good. And we don't have to hold hands when we get the tattoo, but if it hurts,
my hand will be there.
Thank you so much. Rachel Roden, folks, You can find her at Charles Barkley's house.
I'll be there. I don't know why, but I'll be there. I should let him know I'm coming.
Yeah, that'd probably be for the best. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you, Jamel.
Thanks for listening to NBA Storytime. I'm your host, co-writer, and stretch three on the floor, Jamel Johnson. Harry Swartout is our producer, co-writer, and a man heavily invested in rec specs. Daniel Hartigan is our script editor and the guy who mops up after people who fall down under the basket. Devin Shepard is our associate producer and the only one who makes sure we all get on the bus on time. Thank you, Devin. Haley O'Shaughnessy is our consulting producer and leading the league in bench points. John Yales and Peter Moses are our executive producers, and they also insisted on calling their own fouls. Real good to you guys. Got an idea for a story you want us to tell? Leave it in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll put it in front of our Podcast Homeowners Association to see if we're allowed to make it sometime in the future. And I'm not repainting my fence. NBA Storytime is a Blue Wire podcast. Catch you next time.